Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting third. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The left fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Dobson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Joe Dobson. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy takes first base on ball four. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesce fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer strikes out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive towards short. Stevens reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson juggles the ball. That's an error on Dobson. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mitchell moves to second. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is hit by the pitch. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a line drive into center field. Doby picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Doby. Zarrilla goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 3, Red Sox, 3. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan juggles the ball. That's an error on Hegan. Tebbets moves to second. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. DiMaggio reaches second base with a double. Tebbets scores. Dobson moves to third. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Pesky reaches second base with a double. Dobson scores. DiMaggio scores. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Dick Weak now pitching. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Vollmer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dropo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rosen hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doby. The throw from Tebbets and he is safe. Doby steals second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards third. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doby moves to third. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Weak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weak strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards third. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dobson strikes out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Pesky takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Vollmer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Easter moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Easter scores. Rosen moves to third. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosen scores. Kennedy moves to third. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Dick Littlefield now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Gordon moves to second. Bobby Avila pinch hits for Dick Weak. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Kennedy scores. Gordon moves to third. Heegan moves to second. It's Indians, 6, Red Sox, 6. Chuck Staub's now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gordon scores. Two outs. It's 7-6, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Rozek now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Stevens moves to third. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Rosen. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Al Benton now pitching. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vollmer throws the ball into Doerr, who tags Rosen, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Easter moves to third. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Easter scores. It's 8-6, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doby moves to third. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-6, Indians. Jim Heegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heegan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Heegan strikes out. Two outs. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Staub's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub's hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Pesci hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-for-3 in the game. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesci fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-4 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesci fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Easter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Doerr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Staubs hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-1 in the game. Benton bunts towards the mound. Staubs fields it and throws to first for the out. Gordon moves to second. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbutt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Pesce hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-for-4 in the game. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.